Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 5. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, look around and consider, search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Although they say, as surely as the Lord lives, still they are swearing falsely. Lord, do not your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. I thought, these are only the poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will ravage them. A leopard will lie in wait near their towns to tear to pieces any who venture out. For the rebellion is great, and their backslidings are many. Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. I supplied all of their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for another man's wife. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go through her vineyards and ravage them, but do not destroy them completely. Strip off her branches, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The people of Israel and the people of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord. They have said, He will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people the wood that it consumes. People of Israel, declares the Lord, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest and food, devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flocks and herds, devour your vines and fig trees. With the sword, they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask, Why has the Lord our God done all of this to us? You will tell them, As you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in a land that is not your own. Announce this to the descendants of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah. Hear this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence? I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier that it cannot cross. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say to themselves, Let us fear the Lord our God, who gives autumn and spring rains in season, who assures us of the regular weeks of harvest. Your wrongdoings have kept these away. Your sins have deprived you of good. Among my people are the wicked who lie in wait like men who snare birds, and like those who set traps to catch people. Like cages full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. They have become rich and powerful and have grown fat and sleek. Their evil deeds have no limit. They do not seek justice. They do not promote the case of the fatherless. They do not defend the just cause of the poor. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority. And my people love it this way. But what will you do in the end? So the search for righteousness appears in this chapter, and the Lord sadly finds none righteous in the entire group of those that are left in Jerusalem. It's interesting when you think of this in the context of, let me read the words. The Lord says, if you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Now he's talking about Jerusalem. Now friends, if you think back to Abraham interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah, he said in essence, Lord, you know, if there are 50 righteous people living in Sodom and Gomorrah, will you spare them? And the Lord said, yes. The negotiations continued all the way down to the Lord said, if there's even 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, I'll spare the cities. But he couldn't find the 10, so they were destroyed. Well, here, concerning Jerusalem, the Lord says, if you can even find one honest person, righteous person, I'll forgive this city. So we know there was at least one in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot. But in the case of Jerusalem, there are none to be found. It's a terrible indictment. So the Lord tried to bring correction, but he was refused. They refused and made their faces harder than stone. Jeremiah went to the leaders and tried to get them to turn back, but they would not listen. Their rebellion was too great. The Lord asked the question, why would they expect him to forgive them? He says, why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. I supplied all of their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes. This adultery he's referring to is spiritual adultery through the worship of false gods. The houses of prostitutes were the places of worship for these other gods. He goes on to say that false prophets have lied about him. Verse 12, they've lied about the Lord. They said he will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them. In other words, their false words are ultimately going to consume them. But the Lord does have real prophecy and a real prophet. Jeremiah is the Lord's spokesman, and the Lord gives him a fresh arrow in his quiver. He says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth like fire, and these people will be the wood that it consumes. Now think about that picture. God's words in Jeremiah's mouth are going to become powerful like God's word in God's own mouth. And they're going to be words of fire. And the fire that's spoken from Jeremiah's mouth will consume the people like fire in the natural consumes wood. What a graphic picture of true prophetic ministry. The words in the mouth of God's prophet are like fire, and the people are the wood that it consumes. The people in rebellion, I might add. So the Lord is bringing judgment from a distant land on Judah. He declares, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Of course, he's talking about the Babylonians. He goes on to say their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest. They will devour your flocks. They'll devour your vines, your fig trees with the sword. They'll devour the cities that you trust. Yet even at that time, declares the Lord, I will not completely destroy you. And so even in the midst of this terrible outpouring of judgment, there will be a remnant spared. The reason for such harsh judgment among God's people is idolatry. He says, when the people ask, why has the Lord our God done all of this to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so you will serve foreigners in a land that is not your own. And so this is just recompense for them deserting Yahweh and worshiping the gods of other nations. The Lord says, even, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, the Lord says, even nature obeys me, but my people do not. Hear the words of the Lord, verse 22. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord, should you not tremble at my presence? I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. And then verse 29, should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Again, essentially, he's saying the created order obeys the voice of God, and yet his rebellious people do not obey. He closes this chapter by saying even the prophets lie to the people. And if that were not enough, the people actually love the fact that they lie to them. Verse 30, a horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and my people love it this way. But what will you do in the end? In other words, where will you turn when you reject the one true God? Friends, we cannot reject the word of the Lord, whether we like it or not, whether it is something we are in agreement with or not. We would be very foolish not to heed the word of the Lord. And so I myself, there are things in the Bible, frankly, if I'm being honest with you, there are things in the Bible that I don't like, and yet I yield to them because they are the word of the Lord. Friends, we've got to learn that nature obeys Yahweh. We've been given the free will to choose to obey or not to obey. But to obey is life. To obey is an expression of love for him. To disobey is rebellion, and it leads to death. And so, Lord, may we tremble at your word. May we set boundaries for our own behavior, like you've set boundaries for the sea. God, make there an everlasting boundary and barrier set around us that we will not cross, Lord. May we be those who are not stubborn, not rebellious, but who relinquish our rebellion to you for forgiveness. God, forgive us for where we've turned aside and bring us back into strong places of commitment and obedience. We pray these things, Lord, knowing that you love us and knowing that our obedience is an expression of our love toward you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.